Back now with Day to Day. It is quitting time for tens of thousands of workers at General Motors and the company's big parts supplier, Delphi Corporation. Union officials say about 37,000 hourly workers have accepted buyout offers to leave the two companies. The departures represent nearly a quarter of those GM workers represented by the United Auto Workers Union. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us with more. And Bob, is this the amount of workers that GM had hoped for, 37,000?
Actually, Madeline, the trend at this point could give GM even bigger cuts than it was expecting. The company says so far about 28,000 General Motors workers have taken early retirement or buyout offers. And at Delphi, which is struggling to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, about 9,000 workers are taking those offers. This could help GM achieve its attrition goal 2 years earlier than it was hoping to. The Delphi workers have another 45 days to decide, but today is the deadline for GM workers to sign the paperwork if they're going to retire early or if they're going to take up to $140,000 to break nearly all ties with GM. The company announced 3 months ago that it would be offering these incentives to all 113,000 of its hourly employees. And as I say, they're getting more takers than first thought.
And what kind of effect will this have on the union?
Well, the union does see this as an exodus of sorts. It's definitely going to have an impact on the UAW's bargaining power. The union's figuring to lose more than 5% of its membership when all is said and done. Of course, the UAW has been coping with shrinking membership for some time now. It had about 1.5 million members at its peak back in the 1970s. Well, as of last year, it had about 600,000 active members. The Washington Post is reporting today that this latest reduction in ranks could mean a loss of more than $30 million a year in dues payments. And not to mention, this could have a big effect on next year's contract bargaining with all three of the big Detroit automakers.
And what's bad for the unions will be good for the company financially?
Well, it'll be good for the company, but most experts just see this as a good start, really. They say the company is not entirely where it needs to be competitively. Earlier estimates have suggested that cuts of 30,000 workers, which is just about where they are now, would mean the company would be able to shed maybe $3 billion a year in annual payroll costs. But experts say that really just buys the company some time here, some relief. Consider that GM lost more than $10 billion last year. It's doing better this year. It made around $445 million in the first quarter of 2006. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're checking out how upstart generic competitors are helping drastically cut the prices of some big-name drugs.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and it's produced by American Public Media.